killer doctor in Springfield? Late yesterday afternoon, Curtis Hedger was found dead in Springfield County Hospital's pathology lab after what appeared to be a significant struggle. The man responsible for the homicide is Dr. Jonathan Spacer, a recent implant to Springfield who had been making waves while working with the local sheriff's department. Spacer was shot in the struggle and remains in critical condition. No more details on the violence have been released by the hospital or the sheriff's department.
Almost a week after the homicide at Springfield County General Hospital, more information on the case begins to leak. The doctor responsible for killing Curtis Hedger has been taken into temporary police supervision while the details of the case are being ironed out. Springfield Channel 6 News was able to speak with Sheriff Fran Crowley about the case.
Let me make this perfectly clear. Dr. Spacer will not be moving from the ICU at this time, and there are no charges currently being filed against him. His case is still being reviewed. Thank you.
Following up on an old story. 4 weeks ago, Dr. Jonathan Spacer killed Curtis Hedger in self-defense in the basement level of Springfield General. While Spacer's case is still open, it seems that local law enforcement are feeling the pressure.
Expect that to be so hard.
Rehab after major surgery is never easy. You're making some really good progress. Great job.
Great job, John. Can't wait to have you up and about around the hospital again.
Thanks. I'll just be glad to be on my feet for more than a minute at a time.
Yeah, no sweat, man. You'll get there.
You know who will never be back on their feet? Me. Because you killed me. Right, John?
John!
Hey, Sheriff Crowley. It's been a while.
I need to talk to you.
On second thought, life in prison might be worse than being dead.
Okay. What's going on?
In private. Can you step outside?
I can't really step anywhere right now.
You know what I mean.
Sure.
Are you here to arrest him, Fran? I don't really want to have to haunt a jail.
We didn't leave things on great terms a couple of weeks ago. You know,
John, I'm not going to sugarcoat this. I've been looking into your case with everything that's happened. Your situation, it's fucked up.
Is the sheriff's department filing charges?
It's still undergoing investigation. But that's not what I came to talk to you about.
Springfield is protected by the Stand Your Ground statute. He brought a goddamn gun into the hospital. I was acting in self-defense, and you know that.
Yeah, and self-defense charges need to prove proportional response. You stabbed Curtis 9 fucking times. Is that proportional to you?
He still shot me, and I did what I needed to do to stay alive.
Oh, now, Doc. No need to lie. I shot you in the stomach by accident, while you were killing me.
You should have taken him more seriously to begin with.
So now you're blaming me for it? Real nice kid. You're making me hate this fucking news even more.
What news? If my case is still open, I'm still screwed.
Do you know how many judges we have in Springfield?
No. How many?
One.
One, and he's ancient.
Another one of those jobs that nobody wants around here, huh?
Lucky for you.
Why is that?
Because he's got a docket of cases that goes on for miles. You're not even close to the top of his list.
Great. So I'm suspended in limbo.
I wish. It went above my head, and I've got no choice. You're being released under supervision.
What's that mean?
It means you can go back to work. Back to your apartment. Resume your normal routine.
Oh my god. You're kidding.
Don't get so excited. I fought against this. I don't trust you, especially now. And with the judge ruling like that, it means you're my responsibility. If you kill someone else, I'm telling you right now, I will throw your ass in jail for life.
I'm not a killer.
Secondly, you need to get your anger under control.
My anger? You're the one always yelling.
That's the point. I've been doing this job long enough to know that letting out your frustration is more healthy. Keeping it bottled up means it'll explode.
Hence the continued stabbings.
And the people who explode are the dangerous ones.
You think I'm dangerous?
I think you're something. And I intend to find out what that something is.
I have nothing to hide.
Funny!
Yeah, well, now you know. I've got my eye on you, Spacer. As does literally everyone else. But this town needs you, or at least somebody, to work in that lab.
So, I'm back.
See you in 4 weeks.
I'm back.
Do you think she'll find out, Doc? You know, about the whole ghost thing.
Shut up, Curtis.
I missed this.
Everyone loves TV Dad.
On the next TV Dad presented by Progressive, TV Dad explains becoming a man.
Son, it's time we had the talk.
Okay, TV Dad.
You know, drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds.
Oh, is that why my voice is changing?
That's a question for your health teacher.
Listen to your TV Dad. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times bestselling author of Supernatural Horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the side?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
To save yourself.
What else would it be? The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.